Good morning. How are we doing today? We're doing good. How many more days of school do we have left? Four? Four more days? Maybe five, depending on how you want to count, if you want to count today or not. Four and a half, if you only want to count Wednesday as a half day next week. All right. Shh. So, big question of the day. What did you learn this year at school? Yes, sir. If there's a holy water coming out of our rock, and why does that happen? You forgot? It reminds us of what? Yeah, Moses stroked the rock and water came out, right? But it also reminds us of our
baptism.
Yeah! All right! What else did we learn? What did we learn in school this year? It's been a long year. Hopefully, the teachers are hoping that you learned something.
How to add fractions.
You added fractions. All right! What else did we learn this year? Perimeters? All right. What did you learn? Division? All right. See, these teachers are just so happy right now because you know these words. All right. What did you learn? How to tell time on an analog clock. All right. What did you learn? Prefixes and suffixes. All right. All right, oh, this is going to be exciting. Are we ready? Who wants to tell me what they learned?
Counted to 100.
You counted to 100 this year? All right, that's an awesome accomplishment. All right, should we ask the seniors, the graduating seniors, what they learned? They didn't learn anything. They've had senioritis all year. I didn't ask the teachers this question, but I hopefully they have the same answer that I have. What was your hope that their children, these students, would learn this year, but also their whole career here at St. Francis, their career at Dowling High School? What is the main thing? What do we really want to make sure that these students know? To know that you were created out of love. That God created you out of love. He loves you so much that He gave you this great gift of life. But sin ruptures that whole thing, our sin, our own personal sin, but also those sins that go against us, kind of rips us apart away from God. And all those sinful wounds kind of disrupt that relationship that we have with God. But at the same time, God loves us so much that He sent His only Son, Jesus, to redeem us, to wipe away that sin, to heal that sin, heal all those wounds of our sins, and so to have this wonderful, glorious relationship back with God. And then we get to choose. In the freedom of being away from all that sin, we get that freedom, we get to choose how we want to serve God, how we want to reflect that love. We look at the crucifix, we look at the cross, and we know God loves us because He's willing to lay down His life for us, for you and for me. Today we read from the scriptures the Gospel of John chapter 15. the vine and the branches. And this is what it reminds us, and what we're going to need to remind ourselves as we go into the summer, but seniors, as you go on into life, Jesus says, remain in me as I remain in you. To abide in Christ, to let him abide in our hearts, to let him live in our hearts, to let that love that he has for us to live in our hearts. But not only that, but so that we can knock on his door and say, Jesus, please let me live in your heart. Let me be one with you. This is what we desire. This is our goal as a Catholic school. We're glad to teach you fractions and perimeters and all those great things. But our whole goal is for you to know who Jesus Christ is, and that you want to remain in him. Because without that, we will be those branches that will wither and die. So as we go into the summer, as we go into our lives, to remain in him means prayer, means spending time with him. We don't have best friends and only see them a couple of minutes a week. We have our best friends and we spend time with them. We play with them. We understand them. They teach us. We teach them. To let that happen with Christ in your own life. God so loved us that he sent his only Son. God loved us to redeem us, to save us, to bring us back to him. Let us take this time. Let us take time every day in prayer. Be it a short prayer in the morning or a short prayer before night, before you go to bed. Or even just that simple prayer before meals. To remind ourselves of God's love and mercy. To remind us that we want to remain in him as he remains in us. Be not afraid. Jesus says, be not afraid, come follow me. And as we finish this school year, as we finish our career in Catholic education, to understand how Christ is central in our life. God created us out of love. He created us. He created you. Out of love, let us remain in that love. And if sin ruptures that relationship, to be able to go back and redeem it in the confessional, to come back to the sacraments. In our life, we're going to have trials and tribulations. We're going to have all kinds of issues in our life. We're also going to have all these great celebrations and great things to celebrate in these great days. But we're also going to have boring days. Got to be honest with you. But even in those moments, in those trials and tribulations, those celebrations, those boring days, to remain in Christ. All of you know this space, this church. Let it be a center place for you to be able to come back and have peace. Peace in our hearts. So as you go on in life, wherever you might go, to know that you can come back here and find Christ and reconnect if need be, or just to remain with him. To place him into your hearts. To know his love. To feel his love. to know that He hugs you, to know that He loves you. Be not afraid. Remain with Christ. Be not afraid. Let Him abide in you.